The Crime. Chapter 1. In the Club. Fridays were big baller nights at Club Humps. While the music boomed and half-naked dancers worked that gushy all over the golden stage poles, a gorgeous young stripper thrashed around in the jacuzzi and prayed.
Dear God, it's me, Diamond.
The bubbling water was lukewarm, and if it wasn't for the naked violence in the hands that were gripping her throat, it would have felt peaceful and relaxing.
God, please help me.
She clawed at her attacker's arms, shredding his dark skin and drawing bright red blood as she fought to reach the surface. She opened her mouth and sucked in one snagging breath before she sputtered and choked and was shoved under the water again.
Yeah, bitch,
he raged as he thrust downward and brutally slammed her head against the bottom of the tub.
I told your punk-ass daddy about playing with my dough. That nigga wanna sick them alphabet boys on me? He wanna fuck with my papers? I'm gonna rip his heart out.
Mookie Murdoch was a cold-blooded gangster, a highly reclusive but quick-tempered kingpin who usually did his dirty work from a distance. Mookie lorded over his territory with a brutal iron fist, and nobody crossed him and lived too much longer afterward. Bumping beats and loud laughter drifted in from Club Humps, and as Mookie yanked her above the water's surface again, Diamond drew a breath and screamed, praying like hell that somebody would hear her. But the party was live, and the capos and high rollers were too busy bawling to be worried about one little hollering wet hoe. They were sipping crew and talking sticky, hooting and wilding and throwing serious guap up on the stage as they watched the jiggling asses of their favorite grinders. The beautiful stripper gagged as her head was dunked underwater again. Dressed in a lime green thong, her firm, round breast floated free, and her curly brown hair drifted upward with the millions of bubbles being expelled from the jets.
Dear God, please get me out of this one. I know I done did a lot of foul shit, but I can change. I can change. Get me out of this, and I promise this time I'll change.
Mookie snatched her head up from the rolling water, and Diamond snorted, inhaling liquid as he loomed over her. It was rare for Big Mookie to show up at the club, and even rarer for him to get his hands dirty or wet. But Diamond's father, Irish Baines, was special biz, and this was one case the usually low-profile Mookie was going to catch himself.
I'm dead in all y'all,
he raged, locking his elbows and leaning his 350 pounds of flab on her slender neck.
Everybody is getting laid down. Your faggot-ass daddy is next. My boys is laying fire on his ass right now. They about to burn his whole shit down to the ground.
Mookie had a cruel streak. Slow death and horrific torture were his favorite killing tools. He liked his victims to suffer and curse his name before meeting their demise. He jerked Diamond's head from the water briefly and allowed her to take a few quick, ragged breaths, then he shoved her head back under. Fire exploded in her nostrils and water filled her lungs. Twisting and turning, Diamond scratched at his choking hands as she fought desperately to come up for one more sip of air. She knew shit looked pretty bad for her right about now. In fact, if Big Mookie had come down to the club to deal with her himself, then it meant shit was worse than bad. It was a wrap. Diamond prayed.
God, not today. Please don't take me home today. It's our birthday, and I promised Pearl I was gonna be there. I'm so sorry and so fucking stupid. Please, I need my daddy and my mama and Sasha. I got me a beautiful little girl. I wish I could be there.
Above the water, Mookie was still raging and talking cash shit.
Your daddy think he could take a nigga like me down? Well, that nigga don't know Big Mookie. I'm about to plant your entire family. All of them fools gonna get rocked to sleep tonight.
Mookie plunged her deeper under the water and squeezed her neck until Diamond gave up and went limp. She was drowning, and there was nothing but watery bubbles available for her to breathe. She arched her back and her eyes flitted open. Her hands floated in submission as her lungs filled with water and her body spasmed uncontrollably.
Oh, God, can you please help us? I can understand if you don't want to save me, but please, save my baby, my mom.